And Lord, as we lift our hands and surrender to you, we ask for your forgiveness and mercies and grace. As we repent for those foolish things that we've done that have offended you. We repent for all of our sins, transgressions, and iniquities. And we ask that you'd wash us with the blood of Christ, heal us with the stripes of Jesus, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, my Lord. You are so faithful. You are so faithful. You are so faithful and true. Come, Holy Spirit. Take your rightful place and let the anointing break every yoke of bondage, opening eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive, increasing the faith of your people, increasing revelation, increasing impartation, increasing thirst and hunger, increasing love for you and a desire for your presence. As we call forth in the name of Jesus and decree your truth, Lord, bring peace, salvation, stewardship, and protection to Jerusalem and Israel and your Jewish people. Lord, hear the cries of the descendants of Ishmael and Isaac, and bring revival to the body, unity of your spirit, and to this country, exposing the wickedness in our governments and putting your servants in their place, that your last day move will be complete according to your will. Lord, let the harvest come and bring forth the laborers. The laborers, Lord, increase the laborers that are faithful. And we ask, Father, for your blessing this morning and for your presence. That Jesus will be glorified in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Would you turn to Psalm 101? Psalm 101, is everybody there? Let's say this together. First verse, Psalm 101. It says what? I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praises. Now, let me share something with you. The greatest thing that you can do to express your love and express your gratefulness, gratitude, respect, and honor to God is to praise him. It is the greatest thing that you can do. Of course, the second greatest is be obedient. But by praising him, you're obedient, aren't you? So in this, he says, I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises. What's he saying? I'm going to honor you. I'm going to respect you. You know, the word says something very powerful. It says, I give grace to the humble and I reject the proud. How many of y'all want God's grace? Amen. How many of y'all want to be rejected? Let's see. Nobody wants to be rejected. Praise God. So you'll be willing to do whatever it takes then. So he says, I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises. Verse 2, and I will behave what? Wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a what? Perfect house. This house is you. So he's saying, in my house, I'm going to have a perfect heart that's pleasing to you. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. How many things you setting wicked before your eyes? What kind of TV programs you watching? What kind of books you reading? Amen? I hate the work of those who what? Fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. What a wonderful prayer this is, huh? Verse 5. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eye shall be on the what? My eye shall be on the what? Faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Now, I want you to understand something. The faithful of the land. Now, he is not talking about just the land here on the earth. He's talking about the land of the kingdom. This is about kingdom living. Those who are faithful in the kingdom. Has everybody got it? Verse 7. He who works what? Deceit shall not dwell within my house, and he who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land. In other words, every morning I'm going to be a first striker. So I'm going to attack when I get up every morning. Don't you want to strike first before you're struck? Amen. That I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. Faithful land. Everyone say the faithful of the land. And that's what God is looking for right now. That's why there's a shaking going on. That's why there's judgment here. He's looking for the faithful of the land. He's meaning the faithful of his kingdom. Amen. Go to Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66. Everybody there? Can everybody hear me? Isaiah 66 and verse 1. Let's read this together. Hallelujah. Heaven is my what? My throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is what? Poor and of a contrite spirit. This doesn't mean financially poor. Amen. This means of a humble spirit. And who what? Trembles at my what? Trembles at my what? At my word, because they believe his word. And they know that if they're not obedient to the word, that there is that reverence or fear of not fulfilling what God says. You know, the Bible says the letter kills and the spirit brings life. Well, the letter kills because you're not obedient. Has everybody got it? And verse 3, he who kills a bull is as if he slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb is as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering as if he offers swine's blood. He who burns incense as if he blesses an idol. Just as they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations, so will I choose their what? Delusions. You know, isn't it amazing how much delusion there is right now, even in this country? People calling themselves reverend and servants of God, yet promoting abortion and same-sex marriage. Voting for them and putting them in office, calling them men of God. There's a lot of these people that are calling themselves reverends. It's disgusting. They are not reverend. There's only one reverend, and that's God Almighty. None of us are reverend. Hello? We are sanctified by him. But it's amazing how many people are calling themselves reverends this and reverends that, but yet they put and promote people to put them in office that are promoters of abortion and same-sex marriage. It's amazing, isn't it? And they call themselves believers. You know why? Because they don't know the truth. And they don't realize that what they're approving of, the blood is on their hands. And the Lord says, so I will choose their delusions and bring their fears on them, because when I called, no one answered. And when I spoke, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. your brethren who you hated, who cast you out of my name for my name's sake. Let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But they shall be what? They shall be what? They shall be ashamed. In Psalm 15. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody okay? Is everybody there? Psalm 15. Let's read it together. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle and who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks what? Uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend. And whose eyes a vile person is what? Despised. In other words, he doesn't hang around with individuals that are not right. But he honors those who what? Fears the Lord. So he hangs around those who reverence God. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money for usury and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be what? He shall never be moved. These are the faithful of the land. See, the faithful won't be moved. They set themselves on kingdom business. Amen? They set themselves on kingdom business. It's amazing. Everything that the Lord keeps bringing to me is kingdom business, kingdom business. Because he's coming back for a bride who's about kingdom business. Amen? Go to Psalm 78. You know, we examine ourselves and find out if we are of faith or not. If we are walking in faith or not. Psalm 78. In verse 36. The faithful of the land. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Nevertheless, they flattered him with their what? Mouth. And they lied to him with their tongue. You know how many people try to flatter God? Oh, Lord, you know I love you and I this and I that, but yet their heart's not with them. He tells us many people come to worship him, but their heart's not with him. They flatter with their lips to God like God doesn't know. But yet they lie with their tongue. For their heart was not steadfast with him, nor were they faithful in his what? Covenant, because they were unfaithful. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered they were but flesh. A breath that passes away and does not come again. So the unfaithful, their heart is not steadfast, and they are not faithful with the covenant of God. Go to Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14. Hallelujah. Proverbs 14, is everybody there? In verse 2, He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord. He who walks up in his uprightness fears the Lord. Now, the fear of the Lord is reverence, honor, and respect. It is reverence, honor, and respect. So they reverence God, they honor God, and they respect him. He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. In other words, they do their own thing. They believe their own thing. In the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride. Woo-hoo! In the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride. Did you ever get around somebody who just can't shut up? You'd like to tie their tongue into a bowl. At least they'll have something looking nice. Amen? Like a bow tie instead of a pierced tongue, like a serpent. You want to take that tongue and go, rip! Yeah, that's better. Anybody you know you'd like to do that to? Make sure you don't. In the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. You know, I always tell people, man, so many people talk so much, they trip over their tongue. And their lips are so big, they're blinded. They can't see beyond their lips because they talk so much. Where no oxen are, the what? Trough is clean. But much increase comes by the strength of an ox. A faithful witness does not what? Does not lie. But a false witness will utter lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom and does not find it. But knowledge is easy to him who what? Understands. Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. So we see the faithfulness. Those who are faithful don't lie. Amen. Now I need to tell you a little bit about faith. You know, faith is not blind. There is a tremendous misunderstanding about what faith is. Many people say, I'm walking by faith. Okay. Well, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God or the voice of God. So if God didn't tell you to do something and you're walking by faith, that is not faith. It is called assumption. You're assuming something. And people who assume usually get themselves in trouble. When God tells you to do something, you are now acting on it by faith because God told you to do it. Has everybody got it? Because faith is not blind. Faith is spiritual sight. Everyone say faith is spiritual sight. Because when God tells you something, you see it, then you do it. Has everybody got it? It is not blind. Please grab hold of this. So it is, faith is spiritual sight. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. When the Lord told Abraham what to do, he did it. Amen? He was known as a faithful man. Now the word faithful means an individual that's filled with faith. If you are faithful, you are filled with faith. Why? Because you are filled with what God has told you and you can see. Does everybody got it? You can see. That's why the Bible says the faith, the believer, lives by what? Faith. Why? Because we live by what God has told us, and we see what he told us, and we live by it. Amen? So please grab hold of this today. Faith is not saying, I'm going to go do something and do it by faith. That's not faith. Unless God told you it, it's assumption. Amen? Praise God. Psalm 31. So when you see the word faithful, you know that that person is filled with the Spirit of God because they are faithful. They have vision. They see what God is telling them. Psalm 31. in verse 22. And we'll start at 21. Psalm 31, 22. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Blessed be the Lord, for he has what? He has what? Shown me. He has what? He has shown me. So if you saw it, does that increase your faith? Amen, because you have vision, don't you? Amen. Did you ever see somebody get healed? Does that increase your faith? Why? Because you saw it. Did you ever see a demon come out of somebody? Amen. If you haven't, you need to. Maybe you need to look in the mirror and get the one out of you. Amen. Come on. So in this, faith is spiritual sight. Again, Psalm 31, verse 21. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications when I cried out to you. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the what? Faithful. Faithful. And fully repays the proud. Be of good courage, for he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. So he preserves the faithful. Go to Romans 1. The eyes of the Lord are searching for the faithful. To be faithful is to be disciplined and consistent. Romans chapter 1. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. Romans 1 and verse 15. Would you read it with me, please? So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the what? Gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who what? And what's the word believe mean? To follow. For the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Wow. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. Oh, hallelujah. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and in their foolish hearts were what? Darkened. Well, so there's a lot of people who say, I believe God, but don't follow God. Amen? He calls them foolish. So we are to live by faith because we have vision. We see spiritually. Amen. Go to 2 Timothy 2. Is everybody okay? In verse 1, let's read it together. You therefore, my son, be what? Strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and all the things you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men. In other words, who will be able to what? Teach others also. Now, this is powerful. These faithful men are men of vision or women of vision. They're able to see. Would you want to hear somebody teach you something that they can't see? Amen. Would you want to be underneath a pastor that cannot see? Has everybody got it? Why? Because if what they're telling you and they can't see, it's going to bring bondage to an individual and blindness. It promotes blindness, not sight. Verse 3. You therefore must what? Endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a what? As a soldier. How many all soldiers? Amen. Then you got to become faithful. That means you got to be able to see. Amen. Is everybody okay? Go to Luke 12. Faithful of the land. Faithful of God's kingdom. Luke 12. In verse 41, somewhere around there. In verse 41, let's read this together, please. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And Jesus said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household and give them their portion of food in what? Due season. So if you're faithful, God, there's going to be a season when God's going to release something to you. But you got to be faithful to the end. And the only way that you can be faithful is to have vision. Has everybody got it? You got to have vision. You got to be able to see. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not what? He's not looking because he has lost vision for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint his portion with the what? Unbeliever. So it's important that you and I maintain vision. You know, we must always keep the Lord before us, and we must live like he's not only with us, but that he's getting ready to return any second. Amen? So that you can receive in your due season. But you know how many times the devil, see, every time God gets ready to bless your socks off, the devil comes up and says, he moves you. He brings fear. He brings offense. Oh, offense is a great one. But you know, I've never seen a dead person be offended. Amen? So people who are offended, they're still too alive. They're still fighting for their life. They haven't denied themselves. Oh, you hurt my feelings. Oh, shut up. You little flesh creature. Amen. Come on now. This is real. So in this, every time God's getting ready to do something, the devil moves them. Poof. Gets them caught up busy with something, sends something else across the path. And then they go, oh, God, why haven't you answered my prayer? And he says, man, I can't catch you. You keep moving on me. Every time I send someone to bless you, every time I do this, you keep moving. And now you got to wait for a whole cycle to come around and hope that you'll catch it. Go to Galatians 5. Galatians chapter 5. Listen, you don't move until God moves you. You don't do something until God tells you. That's why the Bible says, in a multitude of counsel, there's safety and wisdom. Amen? So when you're uncertain, get counsel. God will bring things across your path to confirm certain things. And, you know, the devil will also do it. Hello. So make sure you go to who's your covering. where you're fellowshipping. Amen? There's a purpose why God does that. And Galatians 5. Is everybody there? And verse 22. Let's read it. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness. What's that other word? Faithfulness. So faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit. Gentleness, self-control. Against such there is what? No law. And those who are what? Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Praise God. So to be faithful is also a fruit of the Spirit. Titus 1. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on a Sunday morning. Titus chapter 1. And verse 5. Titus chapter 1 and verse 5. Let's read it together. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set what? In order. Everyone set in order. Come on, everyone say set in order. How many of y'all know God wants to get your house in order now? It's time for everything to get in order. He wants things set in order. Amen? Praise God. The things that are what? Lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. If a man is what? Blameless. The husband of what? How many wives? One wife. I don't know how you can handle more than one. I don't know how a wife can handle more than one husband, right? Blessed be the name of the Lord. A husband of one wife having what? Faithful children, not a curse or dissipation. Or insubordination. For a bishop. Now a bishop is an individual that wants to become someone in authority in the body of Christ, in position or ruler. Has everybody got it? In fact, the word bishop is actually a pagan word. But we're not going to go there. But it's actually an individual that is in authority. Amen? For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine. Hello. Let me repeat that. Not given to what? Wine. You mean I can't be an authority in the body of Christ if I drink wine? Absolutely not. Well, man, I go to a church. Anyways, I ain't going there. Hallelujah. For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the what? Faithful word, as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. Has everybody got it? Amen. So if you want to be a place in authority, which you should have a desire to grow in the kingdom. There should be a desire to grow in the kingdom and a place of authority. Amen? Well, then there are certain things that there are requirements. Go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. How many know God is testing the faithful of the land? Praise God. Well, he is, in case you don't know it. In verse 2, what's it say? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. I want you to understand that word when is not if. You will fall into various trials so that your faith can be tested. Go to verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. That word patience means endurance. How many of y'all know you're going to need some endurance? Amen. Listen, things are not going to get better. They'll get better for a season for me and you, but then the world is going to get worse. We are in the end times, the last days, and the last moments. This is it. You are the generation to return to the Lord. Get ready and get your house in order. But let patience have its perfect work that you may be perfect and complete in what? Lacking nothing. So the testing of your faith, God is testing to see if you can spiritually see. Amen? If you can spiritually see. And he wants to give faithful individuals, those who can see. He says, give the information to them so that they can teach. Amen? You don't want to give somebody who can't see, teach. Hallelujah. So in this, God is testing us. Go to Judges 7. Judges chapter 7. Thank you, Lord. Judges chapter 7. Is everybody okay? Are you being tested? Anybody here not being tested? Good. Because if you're not being tested, I'd have to see you after service so you can be tested. Hallelujah. Judges 7. Is everybody there? Here's the test. How many of you know it's not the amount of people that win the war? It's the one accord. It's the like-minded. You know, it's amazing. Jesus hung around with 12. He had 12 core. One left, he replaced them. There was a 12 core that were going to carry it out and expand. There were many multitudes, but there was a 12 core that God was raising up that were close to him to be like-minded. In verse 1, then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him rose early and encamped beside the well of Herod, so that the camp of the Midianites was on the north side of them all by the hill of Moriah in the valley. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now therefore proclaim in the hearing of the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead. And 22,000 of the people returned and 10,000 remained. That means there was 32,000 people that were going to go to war. 32,000. That's a lot of people. But the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. I see the Lord test people all the time. He tests them. And as an officer in the body of Christ, God tests individuals to see if they're faithful, if they're loyal, if they're submissive, so they can be used in the body. Amen? Because he says, give certain things to faithful men. God will test them. Hello. Verse 4. But the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them there for you. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go. So he brought the people down to the water. How many people did he bring down there? 10,000. And the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps from the water with his tongue as a dog laps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink. And the number of those who lapped putting their hand to their mouth was 300 men. But all the rest of the people got on their knees to drink water. So the ones that got on their knees, they didn't have vision, did they? They weren't focused. They weren't in tune. Why? Because they had to lay down their swords also. Has everybody got it? But the other ones held their sword. They were ready. They took the water and lapped at the other hand while they were still looking. Are you listening? This is how God tests them. He wanted to know if they could what? See. Then the Lord said to Gideon, by these 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place. See, these 300 were about kingdom business because they could spiritually see. They weren't about self-business. They were about kingdom business and being willing to do whatever it takes. Go to Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24. Faithful. The faithful of the land or the faithful of the kingdom. Are you one of them? Don't answer. That's between you and God. You know whether you are or not. You know whether you're about kingdom business or self-business. You know whether you're sold out. Listen, just because you go to a Bible study doesn't mean you're about kingdom business. Has everybody got it? It's what you do after the Bible study. It's what you do the other days of the week. So you can show up at church and look holy. You can show up at Bible study and look interested. But what do you do with the rest of the week? Amen? That's where you're tested whether you're faithful or not. It's what you do behind closed doors. It's not what you do in front of people. It's amazing because the ones who can't spiritually see correctly think God can't see them. And Proverbs 24. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 3. Everybody read this with me. Through wisdom a house is what? Built. And by understanding it is what? Established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. What house is he talking about? Your house. A wise man is strong, yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is what? Safety. Wisdom is too lofty for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. He who plots to do evil, he will be called a schemer. The devising of foolishness is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to men. So understand something that we're going to need. We're going to need wisdom. We're going to need wisdom. Amen? Wisdom tells you what to do. So after God tells you what's what, he shows you what's what, you get vision. Now this vision must be associated with wisdom, because wisdom is always associated with God's timing. Everybody say wisdom is associated with God's timing. Because if it's not God's time, it's not God's will. Hallelujah. Wisdom. 1 Corinthians 4. Almost done. About 10 more scriptures. No, I'm only kidding. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Are you getting an impartation today? This is not a game, and this is not religion. This is reality. This is reality. And reality must be reality of the unseen. Reality of kingdom business must be a tangible part of your life. This must be your life now. Jesus did not rescue you to live your life. He rescued you to live his life. 1 Corinthians 4, is everybody there? Everybody okay? In verse 1, let a man consider us as what? Servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found what? Faithful. One be found what? Faithful. So is God looking for the faithful of the land? Amen. He's looking to see if you're faithful with your tithes and your offerings. He's seeing if you're faithful to your fellowship, if you're faithful to the things he's given you. He's seeing if you're faithful. Why? Because what he's told you, he's given you vision. He wants to know whether you've cast off that vision or whether you've held on to it. In Revelation chapter 2. Faithful of the land. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 8. And to the angel of the church of Samaria, write these things, says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works in tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer or be tested on. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. That you may be what? Tested. And you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful what? Unto death. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And he who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. So we are to be faithful unto death all the way through. And I'm going to close at Matthew 25. The faithful of the land. You are being tested. Verse 14. Is everybody there? 25:14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, and another 2, and another 1, to each one according to his what? Own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded them and made another 5 talents. In other words, he used them to expand the kingdom. And likewise, he who had 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who had 1 received 1 went and dug it in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And so he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. And the Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Now listen. So whatever God has given you to do, you see it all the way through. Amen? You know, so many times, so many people don't complete what God has asked them to complete. That is throwing the talent away. Amen? Or they choose not to do it and bury it. Amen? Is everybody okay? Then verse 24. Then he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you would be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was a what? Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. And I went and hid your talents in the ground. Look, there, you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and what? Lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who had 10 talents. For everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away because he didn't use it. Are you listening? And cast the unprofitable servant into what? Outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory, and all nations will be gathered before him. And he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick in prison and come to see you? And the king will answer and say to them, surely I say to you, as much as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. Now, again, this is associated with tithing and offering, isn't it? I was a stranger, you did not take me in, and naked, you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, you didn't visit me. Then they also answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, or stranger, naked, or sick, and in prison, and didn't minister to you? Then he will answer them and say, surely I say to you, as much as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. What part do you want? Amen. The faithful of the land. Everybody's being tested of the faithful in the kingdom. Amen? Examine yourself and find out where you're at. And to God be the glory. Lord, we thank you for your word. Let this seed be imparted and protected by the blood of Christ and grow and bear fruit for your glory in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen?